Welcome to Rewilding. I am really excited to literally throw a bunch of stuff at you in this conversation. Different activations, different practices, different aspects of self, different things to feel into. Reason being, rewilding is fucking enormous. There are so many aspects to rewilding, but I want to give you a little bit of a flavor of many of them. There's no way I can give you a flavor of all of them. It would take me weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and it would just continue to evolve and unfold and bring up more and more and more and more and more and more. Because to me, it's this ever-growing, we could say body of work, ever-growing path of coming into true full self. But I wanted to give you something to really gift you, something to really give you a way to plug into rewilding in your way. I also want to really be very clear up front here is that rewilding is about your way, your empowerment, your path forward, your true self, your direct connection to, we could say, universal mind, we could say life force, we could say the infinite all of everything, we could say the infinite all of nothing, we could say the sacred, the divine, we could say soul self, spirit self, but it's yours. So I really want to say that is everything that we're going to do together is in a complete devotion and dedication to your highest, truest, fullest self unfolding. that's rewilding. A complete devotion and dedication to your highest, truest, fullest self unfolding. Sometimes the energetics of rewilding have more of a devotion to that than we can sometimes muster for ourselves. I know that might be like something really weird to hear right off the bat. You're like, Sabrina, what the heck? What are we getting into here? But really and truly, there's an energetics in rewilding. There's an energetics in these practices. There's an energetics in these different energies that we're going to open to and work with. But all of them, every single practice, every single thing in rewilding, every single circle we hold, retreat we run, practice we do, is in complete as it can be coming through us humans, right? Devotion and dedication to your true full self unfolding, your highest expression, your greatest life coming about. Yeah. So to me, why wouldn't we want to go for it? Why wouldn't we want to, I'll say this, switch off the distractions and really bring yourself to this journey? Because we never know what's going to change everything for us. We never know what it is that's going to like grab us by the scruff of the neck and wake us up to our next greatest thing. We never know when it's coming, where it's coming, or how it's coming. So my aim is to give you so many of those in this activation series, so many of them, that something is going to get you. I don't know if it's going to be the first one or the 20th one. So here's a couple of tips on how to really go for it, to really get the most out of this. Come in with no expectations. That's really easy to say. We have expectations on everything. I'm expecting you to change my life, Sabrina. I'm expecting to have some big, profound experience in this. I'm expecting. It's human. That's normal. We've been taught to have expectations. But what if you were to walk into this from a place of like, puh, no idea, but I'm just going to go for it. That's the best place to walk into it. Every spiritual tradition, personal growth tradition, mystical tradition will say, beginner's mind is the most powerful thing we can have. When we're evolving, growing, transforming, opening up to something more, coming in with beginner's mind, it's literally the fertile ground that allows for your change. It's the fertile ground. And so that's the first tip that I can share, is coming into these next two parts where we're going to walk through all of these different activations. Coming in with beginner's mind. Beginner's mind. I'm so open. I'm so curious. Beginner's mind. Next thing, I'm going to bring my full self to this. I'm going to bring all of my attention to this. I'm going to switch off the distractions. I'm going to maybe prepare myself before I come in. Maybe prepare myself for this to be possibly the most transformative thing I ever do. Really and truly, we never know when something is going to grab us by the scruff of the neck, flip us upside down, and really wake us up. We never know when something's going to heal that deep, dark thing that we thought we could never heal. But we have much more of an opportunity to catch it when it's there if we can bring all of ourselves to it. And so really, really, point number two, really encouraging you, switch off all the distractions. Come to this with your full self. I'm bringing my everything in this. I'm just going to go for it, right? I'm coming in, open mind, super curious, beginner's mind, and I'm bringing everything I got. I'm going to bring everything I got to this, right? And I'm going to invite you to receive everything I've got to bring, to go for it, to really open, like receive. What if there are enormous gifts, but we can't receive them because we were just a little bit distracted, so we didn't catch it? All right, so that's point number two. Point number two, bring everything you got to this. Definitely switch off the distractions. All right, point number three. Let yourself, let me put it in this way. Give yourself permission to break out of the box. Give yourself permission to break out of patterns, to break out of habitual ways of being. Give yourself permission to let it be weird, to let it be different, to maybe try something new, like breathe differently or move differently. Give yourself, it's you giving yourself permission. You giving yourself permission to be something more, to be something more. Even if it's just, I'm going to sit differently. I might stand up and walk around while some of this is going on. I'm going to try that weird breath that Sabrina's talking about. Okay, that looks like a cool movement sort of a thing. I feel so silly doing this. I'm not saying we're going to be doing this movement. I'm just making something up here. But I feel so silly doing it. But what the heck? I'm at least breaking out. I'm trying something new. This is so good for our nervous systems and many other aspects of ourselves. So that's point number three. Give yourself permission. Give yourself freedom, like permission to really go for it, permission to be wild, permission to be weird, permission to be free in it. Let me see. Point number four, do it. That's it. Do it. Do it. Commit to completing these activations. Because like I said, you don't know if number one is going to be the one that shakes you up and wakes you up, or if it's number 15, that's going to be the one that heals the thing that you never thought you could heal. You just don't know. So I encourage you to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. All right. When you're ready, I'll see you in the two activations.